We're live on the air. It's Level Up with Dani. I'm here in the studio with my sister, Shani.
Hello.
And we are going to talk about something we both love. Not each other, but swimming. Swimming, swimming, swimming. I love swimming. I feel like I've been swimming my whole life.
You have.
I remember taking swimming lessons at Hedges Boyer Pool in Tiffin, Ohio, when I was, I think, four. Whatever, minnows. I remember it was minnows. They had like different classifications of fish. This is such an integral part of my memory bank. And I just wanted to get to the next fish, get to the next fish, get to the next fish. And I was good at it. Swimming was second nature to me. I mean, I remember Andy did not like swimming. She cried a lot. But did you like it?
I have no recollection of ever learning to swim.
Okay.
I just remember swimming. I never did.
I mean, probably because you were so much younger, like we just started going to the pool because the pool was our life in the summer. So you were just coming along for the ride.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you guys taught me.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we didn't throw you in the deep end or anything, but.
No, there's nothing dramatic in my memory bank like
no.
that.
But. No, but swimming was the thing. We went to Hedges Boyer Pool every day. You know, couldn't wait for summer so that we could go swimming. Although Sid and I were members of the YMCA as well.
Really?
So we went to swim team every night and walked home in the dark together after swim lessons, after swim practice. I mean, I couldn't have been more than seven.
No recollection. Oh, I wasn't a boy.
You weren't even born.
No.
We were literally at the Y on the swim team in the winter. At Hedges Boyer on the swim team in the summer. And, I mean, I don't think I was good. I think I just liked to swim, so there was enthusiasm behind it. I remember learning freestyle, breaststroke, backstroke. I never learned butterfly. I couldn't do butterfly. Butterfly is complicated. Takes way too much coordination. I was very buoyant because I was a little bowling ball.
Oh, stop.
Which was fine. It was very helpful when you're a swimmer to be buoyant in the water. So lots of swimming in my youth. Like it was just like part of me. And I remember my first swim meet at Hedges. I was so excited I was going to swim. I think the pool was a 25-meter pool.
But in my memory, it's like
100 meters. Yeah. Yeah, because the deep end was so, ooh. But I was getting ready to like my event was next, whatever it was, maybe freestyle. And our father showed up, which our parents never showed up for anything, like literally nothing. And I saw him walk up the steps kind of below the sun deck. And I was like, he's here for the swim meet. And I ran from the starting blocks all the way around to like hug him and say, oh my gosh, you're here. And then I had to run back for my event. I was
so tired.
And I was like nine. And I was exhausted. I could barely make it across the pool one time, let alone I still got to come back. So it had to be the 50-yard swim.
Yeah.
No, dead, dying, almost drowning. Like by the time I could touch the bottom, I freaking touched the bottom. Disqualified, I didn't care. My father came to watch me swim and or drown.
Right.
So.
Or DQ,
which wasn't my first DQ. There were many. But, you know, on to like life, you know, life takes over and whatever. You go to high school and move to Arizona. And we got a pool for Christmas one year. I mean, you have to understand the wolf pack that raised us. Like a swimming pool for the home was your Christmas present for the kids. Didn't have to wrap it, just get to jump in. And then, so they were swimming there, like in that pool.
Always.
Jumping around and swimming and acting a fool. Because it was hot as bejesus in Tucson, Arizona. So my senior year in high school, I decided to go out for swim team. Why? I thought I could be on the swim team in high school after not really competitively swimming for...
ever.
Every bit of 5 years, maybe six. And I just showed up, and they were just like all comers. Who wants to be on the swim team? Can you float? So I was on the swim team, and the practices were grueling. Grueling. Like, I can remember some days going, how did I get through that? Just being so tired. And it'd be like, swim 800, swim 400 more, do freestyle, swim a mile in breaststroke, do some backstroke. I was not good. But I was a breaststroker, so 100 breast and the 100 free relay were like my events, my two events that they let me swim. And I was terrible. But, you know, whatever, I showed up and had the arena flyback bathing suit and did mm-hmm. my best.
Exactly.
And then that was it until I was literally, I mean, I took a swim class at the University of Arizona for like a PE, but I think I had to quit like halfway through the semester.
Shocking.
Because I had like rheumatoid arthritis or some shit.
Really? You did?
Yeah. And then nothing until I was like 35. Mm-hmm. And I started doing water aerobics at the YMCA.
Here? In Santa Rosa?
In Santa Rosa. And it was only old ladies.
Yes.
And me. And I got pregnant the very first time that I got pregnant. And they immediately knitted me a baby blanket, my water aerobics cohorts. And I promptly had a miscarriage.
Right.
So there was that yellow blanket just staring at me from the closet. And I never went back to that. Never went back to that YMCA water aerobics.
And well, you went back to the YMCA to get your girls in swim lessons.
Just Grace.
Just Grace.
Just Grace. Yeah. And she was like a baby, like 6 months old, and we
yes.
put her in the pool. Yeah. She loved it. She still loves the water to this day.
Yeah.
So what is it about the water, do you think? The peace, the quiet when you're under? Like, why are we drawn to that so much, we as damaged little souls?
Well, you can do everything in the pool that you can't do
on land.
On land. I mean, we weren't great gymnasts, but we acted like the line in the pool was our balance beam, and we could do a rockin' beam routine in the pool.
That's true. Because you're weightless.
Yeah.
You could do flips, and you could do...
Yeah, we could do all of the things.
Split jumps and cartwheels.
Yeah. So if it wasn't gymnastics that we were trying to recreate, then for me it was like cheerleading jumps and things.
Yeah. Underwater tea parties.
Oh, yeah.
Just things that were peaceful and yeah. comforting, and we felt accomplished.
Exactly.
And then as grown women... And you do water aerobics, and you're doing like cross-country skiing and,
yes.
you know, tuck jumps. And what other things do they do? Because you're still actively doing that.
I'm still doing it. They do the rocking horse. They do leg kicks.
Yeah.
And back kicks and jogging where you kick your butt.
Yeah. Butt kickers.
Butt kickers, yeah.
Things we don't do on land.
Right.
Couldn't do on land. No. I mean, I absolutely couldn't do any of that on land.
No.
But you get in the water and you're like.
I mean, nothing better than doing high leg kicks in the pool.
Stop the presses.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. And, you know, the facts about the water is it's 800 times denser than the air. So every movement becomes gentle resistance training. But it's more than gentle resistance training. You're really building muscles while you're doing your exercising in that water. Like, you can see muscles forming. You can feel less fat flubbing over time. Not initially.
I'm hoping.
But over time. So we go from water aerobics to lap swimming.
Yes.
So for me, I didn't start lap swimming again in my life until after I broke my neck. And I saw somewhere... somehow
Michael Phelps.
That Michael Phelps had this training snorkel that he used, swim snorkel, for training. It had to be an Olympic year, so
yeah,
you know, when he was probably his second Olympics, not his first one. No. And I was like, I can swim again, because obviously I can't turn my head from a broken neck, but I could still swim laps with the swim snorkel. So I bought the snorkel and the goggles and started swimming laps. And I started swimming laps and playing music in my environment. So obviously outside of the pool. that, and so I would only hear it when I would turn around, like the music, and then I'd try to sing the song the rest of the way so I could keep on the beat and then come back and turn and still be on.
Okay.
If I knew the words to the songs, I created a whole swimming playlist. But now, if I swim in Arizona, obviously they're not going to let me play my music.
No.
So I started praying. So I would do prayers, you know, whatever, act of contrition, Our Father, Hail Mary. And then I started doing counting, like how many strokes is one lap? Then am I faster on the second lap? You know, negative splits, as they talk about in the real world. Mm-hmm. So I tried to do that, but it's only breaststroke. That's all I'm swimming, because I could never get the freestyle down because of my bad shoulder. So now there's no chance of freestyle, but breaststroke is fine. Breaststroke is a great stroke. That was kind of like my comfort. So you started lap swimming when? It's only been months.
November. Yeah.
And now this, she swims like friggin' 4 miles a week.
No, well, I'm
so jealous.
I swim a mile every Saturday and every Sunday, and I'm trying to get in at least one 6 a.m. swim before work.
But she's swimming in a pool with other people sharing lanes.
Yes.
The anxiety attack I have around that, other people saying you're slow, because that was my whole life story. Like, it's humiliating as a grown-up. I can't swim with other people.
Well, at first I was fine, you know, sharing a lane with someone. But then when there's three people in the lane and you're circling, I was like, oh, hell no. Mm-hmm. Going back over to do some more water aerobics.
Yeah.
But everyone's nice and they see how you're swimming. It's not like they're jumping in with you and thinking they're going to do the butterfly.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, what stroke do you swim?
I can only do breaststroke because of my two frozen shoulders. They won't do a freestyle to save their life. So. Yeah.
Breaststroke is the vibe.
Yeah.
It's the best stroke anyways.
I think so. I mean, it really builds your muscle in your arms.
Yeah. Well, swimming works every major muscle group. Shoulders, your chest, your back, your core, your glutes, and your legs. And I can attest to that. It's also gentle on your joints. Take it from someone with all bad joints. I mean, my elbow hurts every time I swim, but I don't care. It lets me know I'm alive. Like, I'm still swimming.
Yeah.
So in the water, it supports 90% of your body weight. So really, if you weigh 100 pounds, you weigh 10 pounds in the water. Like, that's how you're moving through the water, that light. And
I don't feel like I'm that light. No. That surprises me.
Yeah.
I feel like it's taken maybe 50 pounds off of me, and that's it.
Yeah, well.
Well.
I mean, I don't know. That's a calculation done by scientists, not by swimmers.
Right.
And less impact means less wear and tear on your knees, hips, ankles, and spine. My first water aerobics class after the YMCA thing was in preparation of a hip replacement. Like, I wanted to have the muscles around the hip that I was getting replaced to be strong so that my recovery would be faster. And I do believe that that happens in the water way better than it would have walking on a treadmill or running on concrete, or any of the other things that you would do.
Please, you couldn't have run on concrete. You could hear your bones crunching when you walked.
Right. It was a time. It says people with arthritis often experience less pain after regular swimming. And I mean, I don't know.
They're not talking about rheumatoid arthritis.
Just regular arthritis. So I have a cough. Everyone who's ever listened to my show knows Sister Mary coughs a lot. The lung capacity is very small. And I find that another reason I don't want to be swimming with other people is because sometimes I need to take bigger breaks between laps to get my coughs out. And now I wear earplugs when I swim because I got water in my ear and it was really troubling for me because my balance isn't great because of my neck. So I was like, this can't happen. So now I wear earplugs, which means when I'm swimming, I hear the wheezing, like I can hear my lungs going
right,
and worse. So sometimes in between laps, like I'm trying to get my coughs out. And as I swim more and my lungs become more efficient and my diaphragm gets stronger, my oxygen utilization improves, the coughing is less. If I can swim my laps in Arizona without a coughing attack, it's a good day. Mm-hmm. I mean, you probably don't cough or sputter or carry on.
No.
Or rest between laps.
There's tons of people who totally like rest. You know, I'll have someone sharing the lane with me and they're hanging out at the end of the lane and I swim back to them, swim the other way and come back and they're still hanging out.
Yeah.
So it's not like in the... it's not like swim practice.
Right, where everyone's doing flip turns and you can't stop.
No.
Can't stop, won't stop.
I mean, there's a bunch of flip turners, but...
Yeah. Show-offs.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't do a flip turn right now because I lose my place in the world when I go underwater and turn like that because of, you know...
Yeah, well, even when I was young, flip turns were hard for me.
No, they are hard. And, you know, if you're not the right distance from the wall... Like, my friend Sandy is... She's like the queen of swim. She can do every stroke. She has the most beautiful butterfly. I remember once
I
was on swim team and she was on my team and we had a swim meet. And I mean, I used to go to the swim meets just for the Jell-O.
Hello. Come on. I wondered if you were going to mention the Jell-O.
The Jell-O was the vibe. But somebody was sick or hurt themselves. I don't know how you hurt yourself swimming, but I guess it could happen. No, I'm just kidding. And I had to swim. It was a IM relay, and they wanted me to swim the butterfly leg. No, this is DQ from the get.
Yeah.
So I'm drowning and trying to flip, I mean, do my dolphin kick. No, it's terrible.
Yeah.
I was probably 12. And it was pathetic. And after that swim meet, this is what I remember after the swim, well, after the disqualification, because clearly I was going to disqualify. Me and Sandy, maybe her sister Barb, but definitely Deb. Deb was our driver, her sister Deb. We went to Wendy's, and it was my first time ever going to Wendy's. It had to be Findlay, I think. We were driving home from Findlay, and I got a Frosty. So that's my imprint. The Jell-O, please swim the butterfly, disqualification, drive through Wendy's, Frosty. Fait accompli. Mm-hmm. It's a great memory. It's like a real, like, and when Sandy was at my house, a previous girls trip, and I swam my laps, and then she went in there and did all of her laps, and I was just like, queen.
Because she still is good.
She's still good. It's just good to watch people swim. And you forget, yeah. Like she said to me, you forget how much you love to swim. Like I reconnected with Nisa mm-hmm. Helke, that's not her last name now, but... a while ago, she was visiting California, and she's like, I'm swimming. Like, I love to swim. Swimming is the best. And to sit across the table from someone that you've known as a child swimming, like they had a pool. Mm-hmm. And they had like a above ground, I guess, doughboy pool. It was freezing. But we would go over there to swim. Man said, did you ever swim in their pool? I mean, it was one... Obviously, one depth all the way over my head. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of, you know, dog paddling. But like, she's like a swim contact of mine. And just to hear the way she talks about swimming, because people who swim love swimming. The peace in the water. You can cry when you swim. You can think about deep thoughts. You can solve problems. You can run scenarios.
You can cry with goggles on?
Well, I mean, I don't cry. Are you kidding me? When was the last time I cried?
Yeah.
But people can. They talk about, you know, the tears that you shed in the pool are different kind of tears. But, I mean.
Well, yeah, because they're non-existent because you got goggles on.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you'd be all clouded up. Mm-hmm. At the end, though, when you rinse out your goggles, you take them off your face to get the water out that leaked in. Those are your tears.
Okay.
It says swimmers develop great posture, strong backs, incredible shoulder endurance, excellent core stability.
I believe that. Yeah. I mean, I'm not there yet, but I'm believing it.
Yeah. No, I think, I mean, a swimmer's back.
Yeah.
When you see a swimmer's back.
Oh, man, swimmer.
That V shape. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
Yeah.
It burns calories, as we know. So here's calories per hour for you who are taking notes, depending on your intensity. Easy lap swim, 400 to 500 calories an hour. Mm-hmm. Moderate, 500 to 700. Vigorous, 700 plus. cold water also makes the body work harder to maintain temperature. But I'm like, can my pool be 83 degrees, please? I don't like cold water. I don't want to be like that when I get in. How's the temperature at your pool?
It's like 82 to 85, but it was super, I don't even know what the temperature was, but it was super warm 4th of July weekend. And I was like, oh, get me out of here.
It almost makes it harder to make the laps.
Yeah.
Now, swimming's good for sleep. I do remember that as a young kid, you know, just being so tired after being at the pool all day.
But it was also the sun.
And come home and just sleep in a deep sleep way. That was good. Falling asleep faster, waking, feeling more refreshed. I mean, these are things for grown-ups. Kids don't care about this.
No.
But I do think you need to teach your kids to swim.
Yeah.
From the get. Like, they should know how to swim. I remember the day that Leah learned how to swim in the Maui pool and was like, I can take the water wings off my arms. Like, I'm confident. She still doesn't love swimming, per se. Like, she's never going to lap swim. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to do anything like who could swim the farthest underwater holding their breath. That's not going to be her. But Grace loves that.
Yeah.
My little one-arm swimmer. You would think she'd swim in a circle, but she's a really good swimmer. Her legs are so strong. And she just loves being underwater. I remember when I used to bathe the girls, and Grace just wanted to lay in the bath on her back, completely submerged, like the tip of her nose out. Like, she can hold her breath mm-hmm. a long time. I think in the water, she feels all the things we're talking about, weightless. So, like, her arm isn't like a weight on her. It's not an impediment. It makes her feel free and complete. And I love that. I do think that you get high when you swim. I mean, I feel that. I'm sure you feel that when you're done. Like, it's so accomplishing. You feel like such... Especially you, because you're counting laps, you're calculating you're calculating distance. I mean, you're swimming a mile.
Yeah.
Like, how many laps is that?
64.
64 laps. Yeah.
But, you know, my iPhone is not working right now, so it got stuck on 30 for like 7 laps. Then it got stuck on 57 for like forever. I think this past Sunday I swam like 75 laps. Because,
like, how are you looking at your phone?
You know, when I, you know, get to the end.
Oh, you leave your phone on the edge of the pool?
No, I have it on me and I...
Your watch, you
my
mean?
My watch.
I'm you have like a waterproof thing for your phone?
No, I'm sorry, my watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, my watch needs to be replaced.
I should have brought you my watch because I'm not using it.
But, and then at the end of every 10 laps... I, like, stretch out my backs.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
Yeah.
At the end of every 200 yards, I'm allowed to drink water.
Oh.
I'm a very restrict yourself until the last moment swimmer.
Okay.
Like, I have to earn that water.
I don't take water with me.
But I'm a weirdo. It's hot in Arizona.
Well, yeah.
I mean, when I swim at home, it's like a crapshoot. Sometimes I swim at home and just... Like bikini bottoms. I don't even wear a shirt.
You're crazy.
There's no one there.
Right.
But I do double cap my head so that my hair's protected.
But when you get out, is your hair wet?
It's damp, but not wet. It's not soaking wet. It's damp.
Huh. Because I wet my hair before I...
Smart.
I wet my hair and put some Aqua Guard
on smart. It.
And then just use one cap.
Yeah. That's the way to go. But I'm in a habit, you know. It's part of my costume.
Right.
So, so I remember when. So Shani and I we're multi-sport athletes. Don't kid yourself. We also are runners. We joined a running group and we did the, what they call that? What do you call
couch
that?
To 5K?
Well, yeah, that. But you know, it's like the run walk.
Yeah, run walk.
Where you start with 4 minutes of. Walking and 1 minute of running, and by the end you're doing 4 minutes of running and 1 minute of walking or less. But I used to like about that was the sounds, you know, boom, 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 breathe. You also get that in swimming.
Yes.
You know, so there's the rhythmic breathing. So what creates like this euphoric feeling, they say, is the rhythmic breathing, your endorphins, the water pressure. Repetition repetitive movement often creates a peaceful, almost euphoric feeling. It also, because of the pressure of the water on your body, makes you think that you don't have to pee or anything. And the minute you get out of the water, you're about to pee your suit, mm-hmm. about to pee your pants, I was going to say, but it's your suit. So you run into the locker room real fast. Do you have that? Like, I'm dying when I'm done swimming.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just pee. Not in the pool. Like, I'll just pee where I sit.
Okay.
I don't care. Talk about yourselves. But anyways, the long-term benefits of swimming, which I told you, within weeks you're going to have a stronger core, toned shoulders, better posture, increased flexibility. Shandy's getting the flexibility down with all of her stretching. Stronger legs without pounding the joints. But long-term, it improves your balance, which is really why I'm doing it. Just kidding. I didn't even know that. Better bone support through muscular strength. 100%. Trying to make those bones more dense. Healthier weight. Greater endurance. We're struggling right now with our weight.
We as in me.
Well,
But I mean, I've read that it's good for bone density, but I also want to say that one of your doctors told you swimming wasn't going to build your bones.
Girl, I'm off the scale. It's not going to help me at this point.
Oh.
I mean, I took prednisone for 25 years. Any improvements I'm making to my joints are minimal.
Because I was thinking, I'm doing all this, but it's not helping my bones. But it really is.
It really is. Yeah, it absolutely is. this is something funny that in my research, it's one of the few sports where you can't really multitask. Like, you can't look at your phone. You can't answer emails. You simply move, breathe, and think.
Correct.
Like, it's like a form of meditation. I think that's why I like the counting and I like the praying, because I don't need my brain for that, really. It's not like it's conscious, but obviously I'm not sleeping. But it's something that you can do without effort, I guess. So I had a panic attack in my pool at my house here in California. I don't know. What do you think it was? 3 months ago? 4 months ago?
At least four.
Like a real panic attack where I was in the deep end and I started to panic. Like, I think I got some water in my snorkel, but I lost all brain function. I didn't think to take the snorkel out of my mouth right away. And then I did think to take it out of my mouth, but I was trying to get to the end and I was trying to grab the side of the pool, but I wasn't close enough. And I was really in a panic, like, I'm going to drown. So because my brain wasn't working, I took my goggles off, like, to get a better view of my drowning. I don't know. And then I was like, I can't go on my back because I have my snorkel on and water will just get in my snorkel, even though it's not in my mouth. Right. These are weird things. And then I was like, I can't move my arms or my legs, so I'm just going to drown in my backyard pool. My husband was at the gym. This is 100% true story. I couldn't reach the edge, but I remembered that there's a little, like a swim out, like a little seat in the deep end. And I was like, all I have to do is get there. And I was like, you can do it, Danny. I'm talking to myself. Like, I'm out loud talking. Get to the thing. I got there, and I was hysterical. I was bawling sitting there. I couldn't catch my breath. It was a whole thing. Anyways, over time, I got my shit together, went in the house, and I was back in the closet, just sitting at my dressing table. My husband came home from the gym, and I hear him walk in the house, and he's like, babe, 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 where are you, babe? And I was like, I'm in the closet. And he came back there, and he's like, are you okay? And I was like, no. And he's like, I was driving home and driving up the driveway, and I just had this feeling like I shouldn't have left you in the pool alone, like something bad happened. Like, he knew. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how big the vibe was of my panic attack.
Right.
Well, I didn't swim for months after that. I was afraid. Oh. I was scared. And when I went back to Arizona to swim at the pool at the club, I get in the water to swim the first time, and I made it. I mean, not even seven strokes. And I grabbed onto the ladder, which was about seven strokes in on the side. I think I probably could have stood up. It wasn't even deep, but I didn't think of that. And I'm clinging to the ladder and I'm like having a panic attack. And I was like, no, Danny, you know how to swim. You know how to breathe. Like, get your shit together. So I was really like breathing through it and got through it and swam the rest of the way. And I haven't really, knock on wood, and there's lots of wood around here, had a panic attack since then, but it was so scary. And I've always said that if I was on a ship and there was a shipwreck, like, I'd be fine. Like, I literally have that thing in my head, like, I can swim. Like, I'll survive. If my plane crashes in the water, I'm sorry about the rest of you, but I can swim. Like, that's in my brain.
But also in your brain, and think back to when we were in Sicily.
Yes. Well, that was another issue.
That's when you, I feel like it's more because ever since you broke your neck, you think you can't swim. It's like you can flip over on your back.
No, I act like I can't swim without a snorkel.
Yeah.
But I was trying to go snorkeling with my friends in Cabo for Thanksgiving. And I started going out there and I had my own equipment. Like, they had borrowed equipment. And I was like, I can't go. Like, it seemed too daunting. I don't know. It's so weird. Like, the comfort of me swimming is like an environment that has to be created, and it can't change from that.
Right.
Which, I mean,
yeah, because I remember being shocked, being like, just because you can't go, face first, you could go on your back.
Yeah, now I see myself drifting out to sea on my back. I don't know. It's so weird.
Yeah. And after you had that panic attack in the pool, the next time I got in the pool, I started to have a panic attack.
Yeah.
Because I was just thinking about how you were feeling.
Yeah, and a panic attack is a certain thing, but a panic attack in water and your limbs get heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, you're drowning. I'm sorry to break the news to you. So
that was like, all I was thinking about. Yeah.
So, okay, I'm going to do a little bit of radio business.
Get your business going.
And then I have an entire playlist of swimming songs. I'm probably not going to play any of them, but I do have a few songs to play. So let me turn off our microphones. No, not turn off our microphones. That'd be crazy talk. Turn off Shani's microphone and read some stuff to you. This is the Cow's program promotion announcement. We're advertising the Cow's Mouth. Tune into the Cow's Mouth on odd Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Hosted by Tom McIntyre. Tom pulls CDs from the giant wall of sound here at the spacious new studio in downtown Santa Rosa, but you also hear the occasional interview with refugees from the real world who refer to themselves as artists. Listen as Tom probes their psyches and reaches deep to discover their hidden agendas. It'll be fun. It's the Cow's Mouth on Odd Saturdays at 11. See you on the radio. And there is a wall of CDs here, which, let's just leave it at that. It's a wall of CDs. Here's a PSA. It's called issuevoter.org. You don't need to be a policy expert to stay informed. Issue Voter makes civic engagement simple. Get alerts about bills in Congress, share your opinion, and track your representatives' votes right from your own phone. No stress or jargon, just clear, accessible information. Get connected, stay engaged, and visit issuevoter.org to start making your voice count. This has been a public service announcement, courtesy of Cows Radio, free speech, no bull, community radio for West Sonoma County. And then finally, we have a current event. It's Cows Host with the Herd. Are you looking for a new experience, a way to share your love of music? Cows Radio is excited to announce our new Host with the Herd program. That's right. A $100 donation makes you eligible to join an experienced radio host live on air as a guest host. You'll have an hour to share music, and if you'd like, let our listeners know why the selections you made are meaningful to you. After the show, you'll receive a Cal's t-shirt, a recording of your show, a photo of you in the studio, and a certificate for your brag wall. Experience the excitement of broadcasting live over the airways. Email us today at cals@sonic.net to get started. So I heard this song the other day on, I don't know, some social media thing. Could have been on TikTok. But I heard it and I was like, such a vibe. It's called South Side of the Kingdom. It's by Queen Butterfly. And I'm going to play it. And then I'm going to play a song that my neighbor Mona told me to play. So here's South Side of the Kingdom by Queen Butterfly.
They say you can't talk like that and be Christian. Honey, God knows my heart. I'm from the South Side of the Kingdom. Jesus flipped tables for weird ass behavior too. They said you can't talk like that and be saved. Baby, God knows the heart that he made. I pray hard, but I don't play fair. Go play with your mama, don't play over here. South side of the kingdom, crown still on. Bible in my hand with my boots laced strong. I love Jesus, but I ain't soft. Try me if you want to get your feelings knocked off. I've been baptized, but I ain't been blind. I can forgive you and still draw that line. God said love them, hands say be dumb. I ain't gotta hug every snake that come. You want sweet tea, front porch grace, but you keep bringing drama to a holy place. I got prayers in my mouth and grit in my chest. Still a child of God when I tell you I'm pressed. Don't twist my faith like I'm supposed to fold. I got fire in my spirit and a backbone of gold. I can bless your heart with a smile on my face. Then move clean out your way. Amazing grace, they said you can't talk like that and be saved. Baby, God knows the heart that he made. I pray hard, but I don't play fair. Go play with your mama, don't play over here. South side of the kingdom, crown still on. Bible in my hand with my boots laced strong. I love Jesus, but I ain't soft. Try me if you want. Your feelings knocked off. Jesus flip table when the spirit got loud. So don't act brand new when I clear me a crowd. Some of y'all holy with a mouth full of lies. Quoting them verses by your side, I ain't mine. I ain't your pew sitting quiet, little saint. I got scars, I got stories, I got mud on my name. But heaven still hits me when I fall on my knees. And hell gets nervous when I find my peace. You call it attitude, I call it discernment. Learn the hard way, every lesson I'm learning. I don't need perfect, I just need real. God saw the damage and he still let me heal. So bless your heart, baby, watch your mouth. I'm saved by grace with a little down south. I don't start mess, but I finish mine. And I sleep real good when I draw that line. They say you can't talk like that and be saved. Baby, God knows the heart that he made. I pray hard, but I don't play fair. Go play with your mama, don't play over here. South side of the kingdom, crown still on. Bible in my hand with my boots laced strong. I love Jesus, but I ain't soft. Try me if you won't get your feelings knocked off. I ain't perfect, I'm protected. Still chosen, still respected. A little petty, still corrected. But the Most High never disconnected. I got mercy, I got muscle. I got peace, I got hustle. I got angels in the struggle. And a warning when I tell you don't touch me. Some folks think Christian means quiet and cute. Like I can't have faith. Woo! With a little bit of truth. But I know who I am when the whole room says God ain't confused by the way I swear. He know my heart, he know my pain. He know every tear that I turn into flame. He know every fake friend, every fake prayer. Every wolf that smile like they care. So keep that judgment in your Sunday purse. I'm still covered when I'm at my worst. Queen with a cross and a mouth too bold. Southside kingdom with a sanctified soul. They say you can't talk like that.
You get the vibe. I like it. Okay, so I'm gonna ask Shani some questions because she's the new swimmer in the group. Not the new swimmer; she swam her whole life, but the new lap swimmer.
Right.
Between the two of us. So
I mean, I'd never worn a pair of goggles in my life.
Yeah. How about that?
I thought it was just like the weirdest thing.
And now we have goggle face.
Yes.
And there's no eye mask that can fix it.
Nope.
I mean, I guess you get custom-made goggles for like $100, but how serious are we going to be? The $100 I spent on the swimsuit. I got a competition suit. I'm in competition. What does swimming give you that no other exercise does, and you do other exercising? So tell me.
It helps my back.
Okay.
I feel like every other thing that I do irritates my back. I mean, I've had a bad back since, you know, I was a cheerleader, so.
And fell on your tailbone and cracked that baby open?
Yeah. So, since I've been swimming, no problems with my back at all.
I love that. When do you know you've had a good swim?
Is there a bad swim?
I was just going to say, every swim's a good swim.
Yeah. I mean, even when I was, like, panicking, thinking about you almost drowning in your pool, it still ended up being a good swim.
Sure. You get your mileage in. You had a good swim. Do you think differently after you swim? Like, do you feel calmer? Or...
Oh, definitely.
Like definitely. You go home and you're like, come at me, bro. You can't hurt me.
No, not at all. But just, you know, if I can't swim, I have some angst.
Yeah. You miss it.
Mm-hmm. And when I can swim before work, oh, hallelujah.
Different day.
Different day.
Have you noticed changes in your body you weren't expecting?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean.
You're definitely muscular.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a gradual muscles. It's not right. Like weightlifting muscles.
No. Well, and like Anthony, my husband, says, you know, you can't build biceps if you're not lifting weights and doing curls. And I'm like, check it out.
Not true.
Not true at all.
Have you tried pulling your arms through the water? It's 800 times more resistance than the air.
Yeah.
What surprised you most about swimming? How much you love it.
Yeah, and how silly I felt for all the years that I didn't do it because I didn't want to get my
hair wet.
Yeah. And I feel like I wasted a lot of time, a lot of years not doing it because I was afraid of, you know, what it would do to my hair.
Yeah.
Now that I'm losing all my hair, it doesn't really matter.
Now that our hair isn't our favorite thing about us.
My hair was never my favorite thing about me.
Oh, mine either, quite frankly. Do you have a favorite stroke and why? We have the only stroke.
Yeah, the only stroke is breaststroke. Yeah. I mean, freestyle I love, but I just can't do it.
Sometimes you can do the breaststroke pull with a freestyle kick. Did you ever do kickboard laps or no? That's not for you.
I tried it, but I feel like it hurts my neck.
Yeah.
And I see everyone doing it at the pool, but I'm just like, oh, it bugs my neck.
And, you know, putting the board in front of you with your head in the water and then lifting your head up to breathe. Well, I can't do that.
No.
That's not good for your shoulders.
No, that's not good for my shoulders at all.
Have you ever cried, laughed, or had an emotional breakthrough in the pool?
I don't know that I'd say that. I'm not that in touch with my feelings.
Okay, she's wooden. What would you say?
Which is really the problem. What really deterred me from swimming for all those years was being wooden.
Yes, right. What would you say to someone who thinks they're too old to learn to swim? I think we've just been over this.
Oh, yeah. No, there's absolutely no reason to not swim.
I mean, look on the internet. Find a video of an older person learning to swim and their joy in that.
Yeah.
Like, why was I afraid for so long?
Right. Well, a friend of mine, her husband, has been thinking about maybe starting to swim. But he's like, but maybe I need, you know, to learn like the actual strokes. I'm like, YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, that's how people learn how to do open water swim and stuff like that.
Yeah. And it would be so good for his back.
He's got a bad back.
Yeah, you need to do that.
Why do swimmers keep coming back to the pool year after year?
For this chlorine smell.
I think so. Oh, I just love that so much. Mm-hmm. Smell my hands. Just, oh. Yeah. I love it. It's so freaking healing.
Yeah. No, there was a woman just last week at the pool who I guess she was there on Saturday. She came back on Sunday. She's like, and after I showered yesterday, I could still smell it all over me.
No, it's under your fingernails. That's where I usually smell.
Oh. Goes she was saying, you know, I just guess I didn't scrub enough.
I think the pool in Arizona at the club, I think it's saline. Because I never really get a strong chlorine smell, which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
What was I going to say about that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Here's a little quote from the internet. Swimming isn't about racing anyone else. Every time we slip into the water, we're really racing against yesterday's version of ourselves. Whether you've been swimming for 60 years or 6 months, the water doesn't care about your age, your profession, or your past. It simply asks you to show up, take a breath, and keep moving forward, one stroke at a time.
Amen.
That's so deep. Are you okay with that? Little wooden thing, you?
Yeah.
No,
definitely.
It's deep. And I feel like sometimes, like after I swim, I'm more pliable, mm-hmm. mentally pliable. Like I would be more open to a deep discussion or something like that. Not that there's ever any deep discussions in my life unless I initiate them, but you know, more pliable, like more open.
Definitely.
More free.
And I find that more when I'm swimming before work, because on the weekends when I'm swimming, there's always a water aerobics class going on as well. And they've got music playing.
Yeah.
And in the morning when before work, there's no music playing. So it's.
And you like it quiet for swimming?
Well, it just gives you a different feeling when you get out.
Yeah, I could see you know, that.
You're more open to things.
Yeah.
I think.
I mean, what are you thinking about when you're swimming? Like, what kind of things are you saying to yourself?
Are you there yet? No, I'm thinking about conversations I've had over the week, you know, because I'm always doing this on Saturday and Sunday for the most part. Or what's going to happen the next week, or think about things that normally I don't give myself time to think about during the week because I'm
busy.
It's the time to think about things that I push to the side.
Yeah, because it really is a mind-emptying time, mm-hmm. more than any other thing. You know, like, I mean, when I walk on the treadmill, I'm usually listening to a book or listening to music. Like, it's not quiet.
Right.
I mean, obviously, when I'm doing Pilates, I'm being instructed, so that's not, like, downtime. Mm-hmm. When I'm working with my trainer, he's talking to me or telling me how to do something. That's not emptying. This is the only time that you can really, it's just you and the water.
And you know that I'm, like, a busybody.
Yes.
And, you know, so I'm looking at everything in the, everyone in the pool, and what's this person doing, and what's that person doing, and oh, I should say something to this person because, you know, this would be better, you know, if they all move over here to this lane because they're faster. And now I'm just like observing and not thinking about those things because it all works out. The people, you know, like there's this woman with a developmentally disabled daughter. I'm like, I want them to be able to swim together in the same lane, so I'll move over. But
they
let everything be.
They didn't ask you to do any of that.
No.
Yeah.
And these are the things I'm thinking to myself. Just relax and let people figure out their own lives. And
yeah. They might tap you on the shoulder at the end of a lap and say, mind if we trade places? But that's never happened, has it?
No.
No. And have you ever said that to anyone else?
No.
Could you get out of my lane? You're a little too fast. No.
Oh, gosh, no.
So.
No, but, you know, and then there's this Coastie, who's been coming, a Coast Guard guy. He's like training to be, you know, one of the helicopter rescue guys. And I just want to tell everyone, could you just give him his own lane?
He's clearly better than all of us.
Well, he's training.
It's important.
Yeah. But I'm just letting it go.
That's so good for you.
I know. It really is crazy because I just want to be like, okay, come on. It's 4th of July. Let the service member have his own lane, for God's sakes. People, come on.
Oh, Shaney, you're so Shaney. You're listening to Level Up with Danny. I'm your host, Danny Stockham. This is KOWS LP 92.5 FM in Occidental, California, streaming on the web at kowsfm.com. So I talked on the last show and maybe even the show before about this book, 365 Daily Lessons for Motivation, Mental Strength, and Emotional Clarity on Stoicism. So today's Stoic reading, which I'm only on day 40, so there's some things that are happening that aren't allowing me to do this every day, but that's okay. We don't judge. So this is day 40, and it says, say no to the wrong fight. A good character, once established, is not easily overthrown. A man is not made angry by insult, but reveals the anger already within him. Okay, and that's by Epictetus. Why is it always Epictetus when I'm on the radio? Epictetus. It's Epictetus. I looked it up from his Fragment 18. So here's that saying in the arena. On December 1st, 1955, Rosa Parks made history by refusing to give up her seat on a Montgomery bus. To many, it looked like a sudden act of courage. In truth, it was the result of years of quiet preparation. Parks had spent decades building resilience. She worked long hours as a seamstress, endured daily indignities, and attended workshops on nonviolent resistance. She trained her mind and her spirit to remain steady in the face of hostility. By the time that bus driver demanded her compliance, she had already practiced saying no 1,000 different ways. Her refusal was not the performance of the moment. It was the harvest of years of practice. The world saw a spark. In reality, she had been gathering fuel her entire life. Rosa Parks shows that greatness is never sudden. It is prepared in silence, in discipline, and in the steady daily choice to endure with dignity. The Stoic does not wait for the stage. He trains so that when the moment comes, his strength is ready. So how do we put that to work? What principle do you need to begin practicing now, before the test arrives? Build it daily. When the moment comes, you will not need to rise to the occasion. You'll already be standing. I mean, I don't know what mine is, but, you know, it's out there, and I'm training for it. Mm-hmm. Let me play Mona's song real quick, and then Shani and I will wrap up. Mona's my next-door neighbor, and she's amazing. And she texted me the other day and said, oh, I heard this song and it made me think of you. You know, you might want to play it on the radio. It's called Scenic Route by Anna Voss.
So many my whole life. But one day I was walking, talking to the sky when I took a wrong turn. I came upon a field of flowers, and that's when I realized I thought I was on the scenic route. I used to love somebody, I swore that I would marry, felt like the right one. No, I never saw it coming when he broke my heart in two. But one day my way, when all of a sudden my heart went running into you. I thought I was behind, losing ground, but all hours on the scenic route.
I like that.
I do too.
For young people. You thought you were behind, but all this time you're on the scenic route. So that's my show for today. Thank you so much, Shani, for coming in, talking about our shared passion. My next show is going to be July 29th. It's going to be a full studio. It's me and all my friends. My elementary school friends are going to be here in town, and we're going to do a radio show together. I'm sure they're super nervous about it, but it's so chill in here, right, Shani?
It is.
So chill.
No need to worry.
No pressure. It's all fun and games and, you know, play a little music. So thank you for coming and listening today. Thank you for coming and talking today, Shani.
You're welcome.
We have 3 minutes. I mean, how are we going to fill the time?
Well, I don't know.
When are you swimming next?
I don't know.
Because we're going to San Diego this weekend together.
Yeah, so that's kind of bumming me out, but...
Maybe there's a lap pool somewhere.
I doubt it, but probably I won't be bringing my goggles.
Okay, don't. I'm not going to bring mine either.
Or my aqua whatever stuff I put in my hair.
No.
So
your pre-swim.
My pre-swim stuff, so...
Yeah.
So maybe next, hopefully 1 or 2 days next week, I'll be able to swim before work.
Yeah, like during the week.
Yeah, because there's always the 6 a.m. group.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
You don't have to be to work at 7. You work 8 to 5.
I know, but I like to be there to get things done first.
No, I know. But swimming is fundamental.
Yeah, you're right. Almost as good as reading.
Yes. Reading is fundamental.
That kind of stresses me out a little, missing it, but I'll get over it.
Well, we'll be together and that'll be fun.
That's right. We get to see Lolly and her doggies.
We get to see Lolly and her doggies. What book are you reading right now?
The Calamity Club.
Which I'm listening to.
Yes.
So it's so good.
It is so good. It's the woman who wrote The Help.
I know.
I don't think I ever read The Help. I just saw the movie. Jinx.
I don't think I read it either.
No.
I definitely don't own it. I'd have to look through my archives to see if I listened to it, but I don't remember. I think I just saw the movie.
Yeah, me too.
But I get the vibe. I mean, it's definitely, you know, she definitely has a way.
Yeah.
And she tells stories of a certain time.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it, but it is a long book.
Yeah. No, it's big. It's like 77,000 hours or something like that.
No, it is not.
Give or take
77 hours?
No, I don't know. It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot of hours. I mean, it's in my car, so the minute I get in the car, it starts playing. And sometimes, like today, I got to the gym 5 minutes early so I could listen to 5 more minutes of the book.
Nice.
Because I'm late to the gym every time, but, you know, he expects that.
Exactly.
It's part of who I am. It's part of my charm. All right, this is Level Up with Dani. I'm your host, Dani Stockham. I will see you in 2 weeks. With all the girls from Tiffin, Ohio, who I still love and care about. And today we had a girl from Tiffin, Ohio, too.
That's right. Two girls from Tiffin, Ohio.
Two girls from Tiffin. Two Ohio girls living the California dream. That's woo-hoo. Us. A woohoo. All right. Swim if you can.
Just, it's good for you.
It's so good for you. It builds your mind, your body, and your spirit, and your bones.
That's right.
And people of any size can get in the water and do something. You don't even know you're sweating because you're wet.
Yeah, I think that's a problem.
Why?
Because I don't think I sweat enough.
Yeah, no, I don't sweat enough either. You get overheated. All right, love you. Love you all. You too.